Blog Talk Radio.
We come.
Increase, increase. Increase. Increase, increase. Just test two people, say increase. Increase, test somebody, say increase, increase. Increase. Increase.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, welcome to Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. They'll be coming up shortly, ladies and gentlemen. We're just excited about you being here today with us on Prayer Time with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. But first, ladies and gentlemen, we got to give the Lord a hand clap of praise. If you're listening to this live or even later on, that means you're alive. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise before we start. Yes, yes, yes. Praise God. Praise God for life, ladies and gentlemen. We praise God for your health. And we just thank God for what he's doing even right now through the Spirit of the Lord right now in Jesus' name. And let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise one more time before we get started. Amen. We thank you, Father. Thank you. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank God for Bishop and God being with us. We thank God for you. We thank God for our families and friends and co-workers and business partners, ladies and gentlemen, all across the network. So thank you so much. I did want to let you know that Bishop and Doc are heard all across the world, ladies and gentlemen, through the network. So we're just thanking God again for that. Bishop and Doc are heard in the United States, of course. They're heard in the United Kingdom, in France. I love it. In Canada and in South Korea. So we give God all the praise, glory, and honor. Everybody needs prayer, folks. Everybody. Yes, yes, yes. Everybody needs prayer. Father, Kevin Vaughn here with you, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just put that number out there. 347-843-4559 is the call-in number for those who need prayer in your family or in your organization. Ladies and gentlemen, no matter what, people need prayer in our neighborhood. The number, 347-843-4559. One more time, 347-843-4559. Thank you so much. Also to our scripture tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be reading it shortly. Psalms 91 verses 1 through 10. That's Psalms 91 verses 1 through 10. I highly recommend you read the entire chapter of Psalms 91 in your time of worship, in your time of prayer and meditation unto the Lord in the Word. Nothing like the Word, ladies and gentlemen. As Bishop always says, nothing like the Word, ladies and gentlemen. Never forget the Word of the Lord. Amen. Amen. We're also, see, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be opening up the lines later on as well. If you have a prayer request or a comment, we will open up the lines later in Jesus' name. So thank you so much for being with us today as we get started here on Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, here's our scripture for tonight. I'll read a portion of that here tonight, and we're just excited about that tonight. He that dwelleth in a secret place in the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust in his truth. shall be thy shield and buckler. Let me read that one again. He shall cover thee, ladies and gentlemen, with his feathers. Under the wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Amen. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by the day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right side, but it shall not come nigh thee. Amen. Only with thy hands shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made, Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Verse 10, ladies and gentlemen, says, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the word of the Lord, and the word of the Lord is true. Amen. All I got is read it. Amen. Amen. We must believe the word, ladies and gentlemen. Not only do we read it, we must believe the word as well for it to activate. So we thank God for his word tonight. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we thank God for Bishop and Doc being with us tonight. We're going to get ready to open up the mics for Bishop in a few seconds here. But ladies and gentlemen, I want you to put your prayer hat on right now. And also I want you to give Bishop some praise time right too as well. Give the Lord a hand up of praise for the man of God. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us tonight again.
God bless you. God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless you. Tonight we will be praying for children. We will be praying for those that's in school, those that's in college, those that are getting out of school. We will be praying for their safety and their protection. We will also be praying for those families that lost their loved ones in Texas and those that lost loved ones in New York. And we will be praying that God will strengthen them and encourage their hearts during this time in their lives. May be difficult, but we know that God is able to comfort. We know that God said he would never leave us, not forsake us, but he'll be with us always until the end of the world. And we pray tonight that God will move by his spirit and touch every life. And Lord, we pray, God, that you will pull down every stronghold of the enemy. We pray against violence. We pray against murder. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight for your word. So shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth shall not return to you void. But it shall accomplish that you plead, and it shall prosper into the things whereto you send. Your word says the weapon of our warfare are not come but mighty through God, through the putting down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. God, now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think to ask. Father, we thank you tonight in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. And Father, we magnify your name for your goodness and mercy. We pray, O Heavenly Father, as you strengthen those families, God. We pray tonight in the name of Jesus. God, give them comfort, God, like never before. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray for their loved ones, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory and honor tonight. We stand in agreement with your word all over this world tonight. Father God, in every country, God, in every city, God, in every community, God, in every neighborhood, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we cast down that demonic force of suicide and murder tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Say that the Lord rebuke you right now. We come out of those cake, come to speak about all of our time. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you glory. We magnify you. We call this soul tonight. Father God, you fill the airways with your anointing. Fill the airways with your presence. Father, touch the lives of each and every one tonight. In the name of Jesus, every family member, God. In the name of Jesus, every loved one, God, has lost a loved one, God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus tonight. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. You watch us over your word to perform it. And so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It shall not return unto you void, but it shall accomplish that you please. It shall prosper, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as you change the heart and the mind and the soul. In the name of Jesus, I plead your blood tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for our congress, God. We pray for our governor, God. We pray in the name of Jesus, as you, God, change their hearts, God, that they can change from these laws of our gun, God, that you would then change those laws in the name of Jesus, and we give you glory and honor. Father God, we pray, God, against every evil spirit. We come against it in the name of Jesus. For your word says no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we cast down every imagination, every thought, every idle mind of evil, God. We cast it down tonight. And we plead the blood of Jesus. And we glorify your name for your grace and mercy. Father, we clean the blood tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray for failures all over this world. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would touch us and the body of Christ come together, God, unified, as we pray, God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus as you cover every child tonight. We plead the blood of Jesus as your protection angel around us, God. We plead the blood of Jesus tonight that no evil shall come near God dwelling. No, God, in the name of Jesus, no sickness, brother Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We thank you, Lord. I'm going to run that around my condo. He's under the lap. Condo, run that around my face. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as you comfort that mother tonight, comfort that father tonight, comfort that child tonight, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, look on those teachers, God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood tonight, Lord. God, now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think of. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we put it into your hands. And Father, we ask you to move it a great and mighty way. God, in the name of Jesus, come on, God. Come on, God, of our poor. Come on, God, of our dear God. Come on, our leader, oh God. Come on, those in government, God. Don't let them rest, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, convict their heart, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. We glory by you, God. We thank you for change, God. We thank you, God. You change the love, oh, folks. Father, in the name of Jesus, change the heart of the people, God. They'll go out and vote, God. They'll go out and vote, God. And they will go out and vote, God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood. We need you everywhere, oh God. We need you in the schoolhouse, Lord. We need you in the homes, oh God. We need you in the neighborhood, God. We need you on the jobs, oh God. We need you everywhere we go, God. In the name of Jesus, call us in your blood, God. Reveal, expose, destroy every evil word, God. Reveal it, oh God, before it happened, God. Reveal it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Pull down that stronghold, God. Pull down the Lamokundo, Sada Lamande, Broken the Lamokundo, Siva Lamata, Hisa Lamoko, Broken the Moko, Hisa Lamako, Welcome, Fia, God, we all speak about. You're all knowing, God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood. Your words said, if my people, which are called on the name of open themselves and seek my faith and turn from the wicked way, then you will hear from heaven. You'll forgive our sin, Lord. You will heal our land, Lord. Our land needs healing tonight. If the Lord could go see us, I'm talking about the heart of me and God. Need healing tonight, God. The mind of people tonight, God. Need healing tonight, God. Look on the Mosica and the North of the Dakota. He's on the Lamaquino of the Mokondo. God, many illness, God. We ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, to plead the blood tonight, God. And be God of the most people. Bless God so they can get help, God. Bless God that they can get help, Lord. Bless God that they can get help they need, Lord. That they will get the medication they need, God. That they'll get the supervision they need, God. They'll get God in the need, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray against every corrupt mind and soul, every corrupt mind and people, person that's in charge, God. We pray for every corrupt mind, God, that you have changed their heart, God, with conviction, in the name of Jesus. God, we give you glory. We praise you tonight. God, we commit it into your hands. We surrender to you, God, and we give you thanks in advance, God. We praise you in advance, God. We magnify in the name, God. We give you glory in advance, God. In the name of Jesus, that we will not step back, God, and do nothing, God. But we'll raise our voices, God. We'll go out and vote, God. We'll speak what you say, God. We'll speak instead of a righteousness, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, all over this world, in Europe, in Africa, in Japan, in Egypt, in everyone, rise up and we'll see about break on the local feet of I'm in the Lord, make every crooked place straight in the name of Jesus. We give you glory tonight, God. We give you glory tonight, God. We give you glory tonight, God. We plead the blood of Jesus. We give you glory tonight, God. We plead the blood of Jesus for that family tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, pop out of the back hole. Ray Mala Di Papa Makoto, Branda Lava Kundo Siala, Woga Lama Sita Lavoso. God, you are the only one can comfort, God, in the name of Jesus. You can comfort not the Lord, Lord. In the name of Jesus, wrap your arm around, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we give you glory. We praise your name, Lord. Open up our eyes and we'll be able to see God in the name of Jesus. Sure, Father, let me come down. Cover our children everywhere, God. Cover those in school, those in college, those are under school, those that are on the summertime, God. Cover me, your blood, Jesus. Cover them from all evil, all the corrupt, God. Cover them, Father, from every school, no sweet, my day, no more. God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for them tonight. We pray for that safety, oh God. We pray for that protection in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we give you glory tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, that we will not just stand by, God, idle-minded, God, but we'll seek your face like never before. We will cry out for you from the east to the west, from north and the south. We will cry out, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You rule and you reign forever. God, let them bring prayer back into the schools. Let them bring prayer back into the community. Let them bring prayer back in their homes. Let them bring prayer back in their jobs. Well, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to unite this nation, oh God. Unite your people everywhere, God. Every country, every city, every state, God, in the name of Jesus. Unite him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood tonight. And Father, we give you glory. We call it so and we call it done. We give you thanks, God. We give you thanks, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen all across the globe, just heard the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw praying for you, praying for your family, your husband, your wife, your children, your grandchildren, great-grandchildren, our neighborhood, our county, our city, ladies and gentlemen, our state, our country, and even around the globe. It's such a serious time that we're living in, ladies and gentlemen, and we thank Bishop for the prayer time. Ladies and gentlemen, I also want to play a little bit of the shofar. If you don't mind, as Bishop was praying, I wanted to bring up the shofar for about a minute or so. And the shofar is a biblical area where it is blown during a time of war. We're talking about a spiritual war here. And I want to just play this shofar for about a minute or so and then come back and have Dr. Crenshaw come afterwards. Also want to let you know, if you do have a prayer request, just hit *1 on your phone. After Doc comes on, Dr. Crenshaw comes on, we'll open up the lines. If you have a prayer request or comment, hit *1 on your phone. That will bring you in. I do want to play the shofar for about a minute, and I'll come back to Dr. Crenshaw. God bless you. Bless your holy name, Father. Bless your holy name. Dr. Crenshaw.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise the Lord. We thank God for his presence tonight and his anointing that we believe by faith is filling the airways. As Elder Kevin was playing that shofar, we believe, God, that the prayers of the righteous that have been prayed tonight is going forth and it is penetrating the very atmosphere. I want to encourage you with the word of the Lord from a very familiar scripture. We've heard it years and years and years, but certainly we're living in the time that this particular scripture comes so relevant in our lives and understanding exactly what we're dealing with. Ephesians 6 and 10, and I'm going to be reading from the New International Version, talking about finally be strong in the Lord. And in the power, in his mighty power, put on the full armor of God. The full armor of God. We need to let that resonate in our spirits. The full armor of God. This is not a time for any part of the spirit, soul, and body to be uncovered. Every part of us. We got to cover our minds. We got to cover our emotions. We got to keep our spirit in tune with whatever the Spirit of the Lord is saying and not what our flesh necessarily desires. We got to keep our bodies in a place of wholeness by taking care of ourselves. So put on the whole, the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. You know that the devil is plotting. Even when we're sleeping, the enemy is plotting. That's why sometimes at night, if you can't sleep, then the Lord may be telling you to get up. So get up out of the bed and be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. It may be somebody in trouble. It could be a loved one in trouble. We don't know, but we know the enemy is always scheming. So our struggle is not against flesh and blood. What we're fighting has nothing to do with flesh and blood, but it is against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm, in high places. What we're dealing with is not flesh and blood. As believers, we must take our prayer lives to another level and begin to pray against the powers and the authorities of darkness that hovers over cities, that hovers over territories, and praying and believing God that he will dethrone them, as Bishop was praying tonight, by the blood of Jesus. But what does he tell us to do in the 13th verse? Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, and you know we're living in the day of evil right now, you be able to stand your ground. Praise the Lord. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm. Then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet lifted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith. After we've put on all of these things, praise God, none of it is any good if we don't have faith in God. Jesus said, when he come back, I'm looking for faith in the earth. We must trust God. We must believe God. Praise God, we just don't want to be able to quote the word, but we got to believe the word. We got to live the word. We know that God is yet able, as Bishop has said, to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. We are living right now in those evil times, in those evil times. And with your feet lifted up, readiness that comes from the gospel of peace, in addition to this, take up the shield of faith with which ye can extinguish all, not some of them, all the flaming arrows of the enemy one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is that the word of God. At the close of the day, grass may wither, flowers may fade away, but thank God for his word, and thank God for the blood of Jesus. What will we do without him? Praise the Lord. So we believe God for the scripture that Ella Kevin has read tonight in Psalm 91. Oh my God, that we are protected under the shadow of the Almighty. We believe no plague shall come nigh to us, no evil thing shall overtake us. We must trust God and believe God, as Bishop had prayed tonight, for our children, for our schools, for our colleges, for our families, and the protection of our families. God is yet able. And in him we live, move, and we have our being. But we give God the glory tonight that we will be encouraged through the word, because his word is yet, his word is yet alive, and it should be living on the inside in each and every one of us. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, that was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop's wonderful wife. Ladies and gentlemen, with us on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw, we thank you so much. I want to give you a chance to participate if you like. Hit star one on your phone. Don't want to miss anybody tonight. Hit star one on your phone. We'll put you in queue. We're getting ready to go to the lines. I hope you picked up, ladies and gentlemen, what Doc was saying and what Bishop had prayed already. But I want to encourage you to make sure you get it. Immerse yourself. Immerse yourself in the word. Immerse yourself in prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what I picked up tonight as Dr. Crenshaw was speaking tonight. Immerse yourself in the word of God and immerse yourself in prayer, ladies and gentlemen. Have that special time with the Lord as you see fit for your time. So we thank God for you today. Amen. God bless you. I want to go back to Dr. Crenshaw at this time. God bless you, Doc.
Praise the Lord. We want to pray, certainly pray tonight for our politicians. And our government and our Congress leaders and representatives and senators, that they will make wise, sound decisions when it comes to gun laws. Something has to be done, and it's going to take, praise God, making wise decisions, praise the Lord. So therefore, we certainly got to pray against the strongholds of the enemy, because we know behind every decision there is sometimes an agenda of the enemy. We need to pray that God would dethrone all of the evil agendas and take consideration of the things that need to be done so that we can put a halt, or should we say limit, some of the things that's happening as it relates to gun violence. God bless you. Back to you, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. God bless you. God bless you. Our next caller, my brother, 6569. God bless you, man. You're on the air with Bishop and Doc.
Yes, I'd like to thank Bishop for the prayer, and I'd like to thank Dr. Crenshaw for the words of wisdom, and we missed her last week, and I pray that all is well. And I also would like to have a prayer for peace, love, and stability in our politicians and in everybody and everybody's hearts in the world. Let's reset and let's thank God first before we do anything. Amen.
Amen, brother. Amen. Thank you so much for your wonderful prayer request there in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. I'm going to turn it back over to Bishop at this time. Bishop, thank you, sir.
Praise God. And here we are praying, petition that they will make the right decision in these gun laws that can be changed. The gun laws need to be changed. Father, we know now to him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all we can even think or ask. And Father, we commit it into your hands. And even as you test the heart of the people, that they go out in vote, as they go out in vote. And God, as they go out, as we go out in vote, let us make the right choices in our voting only as we ask you for direction, God. Father, we pray, God, even as love of God will be spread abroad all over this world, that people begin to love one another, and only you can cause that to take place. They have to have you in their lives. And Father, as you touch the lives of people and you give them a heart and a love like never before, that as you change their hearts and you change their minds, and Father, we thank you right now that your ministering angels, you have given them charge over us. And Father, we glorify you, God. And we thank you for every prayer that is being prayed all over this world, praying for people and praying for their loved ones and praying that you continue to comfort each other. And Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy. Keep us with a sound mind. Keep us under your blood. And Father, we thank you. We call it so in the name of Jesus. God, we look for expectation of change as we vote and we do what we can do. And God, we know that you would do the rest. And Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw. We thank Bishop and Doc for being with us tonight. Let's get a Lord a hand clap of praise for the man and woman of God tonight. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you. God bless you. Also, too, before I turn it back over to Bishop for a final closeout here, ladies and gentlemen, this is the last day of the month for May, so we thank God for this last day that we're here and for a new day. What a great day to end a month and to begin a month in prayer, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank you so much for being with us tonight, and we thank God for the man and woman of God helping us understand what God has said to us each and every day. Amen. Bishop, back to you for closeout, sir. Thank you.
Praise God. We thank God tonight for the word of God, a word of encouragement by Dr. Crenshaw. Let us be encouraged as never before. Let us hold fast to the word. Let us love one another with a pure heart. Let us love one another as we love one another. Prayer is the key and faith unlocks the door. As we walk in faith and we walk in faith and believe God, God will give us the answer and he will bless our hearts. God bless you tonight. Be encouraged. Be encouraged as never before. Be encouraged. Hold on. When you don't know what to say, just tell him thank you. I believe you, God. God bless you tonight. We love you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop and Doc. We love you, too. We thank you so much for your time tonight and the powerful word from the word of God and from the spirit of the Lord tonight. So thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, we want you to be excited about your life, be excited about what's going on. But the key to that is prayer, ladies and gentlemen, and staying in the word of God. So we thank God for Bishop and Doc reminding us each week about what we need to be doing through our spiritual lives, ladies and gentlemen. Also, too, I want to leave you with a wonderful song tonight, Jason Nelson, Forever. Forever is a long time, ladies and gentlemen. We got to just know that God is in control, as Bishop and Doc reminded us. God is in control. When they don't even understand stuff, you got to believe God is in control, ladies and gentlemen, on everything. And I believe, God, I believe, ladies and gentlemen, that God is going to fix everything. He is going to fix everything. Everything lost, everything stolen will be fixed in Jesus' name. So we thank God for that, and we thank God for the word. Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to have a great rest of the evening, great rest of the week as well coming up. Remember to always outlove, outserve, and outforgive each other. And remember that Jesus is Lord. God bless you, and we'll see you next time. Just let everybody know we're here every Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here with Bishop and Doc. That we pray for you, we pray for your family, we pray for our nation, and we pray for our world in Jesus' name. God bless you. Take care, everybody. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. God bless you now.
I'll be by your side. No matter what you face, you won't be.
Thank you. yourself at times when it seems like everybody's falling off. God never will.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if nothing else, we got to know. I don't understand a lot of things, but all if God says, I'm committed to you, that's enough said if he said it. So ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us tonight on Prayer Time with Bishop. God bless you. Let's give the Lord a hand cup of praise as we let you go. God bless you now. Take care. Have a good week.